American Christians believe religious freedom is crucial to foreign policy. Mexico's floods temporarily disrupt a children's ministry, and famine relief opens the doors for local believers to share the gospel in Senegal. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Despite the separation of church and state mindset in the United States, a recent survey shows that 1 in 2 American Christians believe differently. Open Doors commissioned a study to try to draw a bead on how Americans feel about religious freedom. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says,
not only does our Constitution and our Bill of Rights put religious freedom squarely at the center of American values, but the American people, particularly Christians, find that it's very important to them that anyone campaigning for office right now take religious freedom issues into consideration when formulating our public policy and our foreign policy.
When asked if this view was a form of colonialism, Mueller disagreed. Viewed in an evangelistic light, he says, it's an indication of what religious freedom is becoming.
We really support the Human Rights Declaration of the United Nations, Article 18 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which calls for the freedom of people to believe and to change their belief, to convert from one faith to another.
Next, a tropical wave struck southern Mexico while an active monsoon season keeps the north underwater. To the southeast, the heavy rains temporarily affected 3 of Compassion International's child development centers. Compassion Mexico's team is acting as the hands and feet of Christ by distributing aid. Praise God for protecting all of the Compassion-assisted children and their families during the heavy rains. Please pray for those who have to rebuild their homes and pray that the crops would be unharmed. You're listening to Mission Network News. God is moving among the unreached and isolated villages of Tanzania. Sam Vinton of Grace Ministries International says several people in remote fishing villages on a lake recently professed Christ.
Ted Rabinow had a vision to get a boat that could go on the lake and as many fishing villages where you cannot drive to. And so they would travel along the coast of the lake and visit villages.
With a dozen new Christians in a single village, a team of evangelists will soon visit to begin discipling them in the Bible. The villagers follow local animistic beliefs, living in fear of the spirit god of the mountain.
We try and show them how they can be freed from that because we have the true God who has sent someone to save them, and then the Holy Spirit being there to regenerate them, teach them, help them to live God's ways.
Pray for the growth of the church and the spread of the gospel throughout Tanzania. Elsewhere, the God-man is impacting the lives of children around the world just as it did the life of a little girl in Argentina. Book of Hope's Bob Hoskins saw her during the premiere of the Spanish version of the film 2 years ago.
My eye focused on a little girl, I would say 6, 7 years old, and how intrigued she was watching the movie. And at one point where Christ was being crucified, she actually covered her face. And then when the movie ended and the pastor gave an invitation for those who wanted to receive Jesus, I saw her lift her little hand.
2 weeks ago, Hoskins was back in Buenos Aires and saw the same little girl in church with her mother and her brother.
2 years later, a child's life transformed, her family and church. And it was just something like God gave me a special present for that moment.
Pray for God's protection for hundreds of Book of Hope volunteers who are spreading the gospel all over the world. And villagers in rural Senegal want to know more about Jesus as they receive food aid from SIM International. The area is suffering from food shortages after the last rainy season yielded a poor harvest. Each family is receiving 100 kilograms of millet, as well as seeds to plant beans and more millet. Local believers are helping with the distributions and responding to rising interest in Christianity. Pray that God would use them to bring the hope of the gospel to their people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotional journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.